now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Now. And on that happy note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned every now and then. More then, not so much now. But it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the various programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. And although we are on Sirius and although we have many affiliates all around the country, it's radio on the go. Platforms, devices, and Joe knows all about it.
I sure do, Bob. I love devices. I have a myriad of them, and I use all these different ways to take the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. It starts with the internet home of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the award-winning website called sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and a few you probably can't, be they Apple, be they PC, be they Android. Or you could simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Great app as well. Wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, and an app you can download to any device you can think of. That's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of the armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Hopefully a little taste of home coming to you from the U.S. of A. No matter where you are in the world, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is Mario Thang, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. But let's set the table and start eating us some sports.
Well, we're going to be eating a lot of sports today. Big Friday show. Obviously, we're going to start as soon as we get done setting the table, giving our takes again, our takes after a little more time to ponder on yesterday's huge trade between the Tennessee Titans and the Los Angeles Rams. I almost called them the St. Louis Rams. The Los Angeles Rams. And we'll give our thoughts on that. I have a feeling we're going to differ a little bit on that deal. And then at the back end of hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Chris Trapasso from NFL.com will join us, and he'll weigh in with his take on the deal from both perspectives and also the impact that it may have on the balance of the first round of the NFL draft. So we'll get some great insight from Chris Trapasso at 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 after hour number one. You then roll out of hour number one and into hour number two. We'll wrap up any loose ends on the football that we have. Before we roll into the NBA, the playoffs are going to tip off on Saturday, and we'll give you our thoughts on all those first-round matchups. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, our old friend Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report joins us, and we'll get his thoughts and his insight into the upcoming NBA playoffs, Bob.
Yes, indeed, we will. So we got a full show in front of us, and a little NFL first, NBA second, and anything in between, your phone calls at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Can I get out of the way right now? I want to make fun of Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
You know, just for the heck of it, I'll make it quick. I just thought it's amusing.
He could be an offensive lineman.
He basically took, I think, one swing since the start of the regular season, and on that swing his belt broke because he's so fat, and now he ends up sleeping funny, and I guess when you're 600 pounds, you're bound to sleep wrong and injure your shoulder, and now he's on the disabled list with a mysterious shoulder injury, and the Red Sox were so fed up with him, they didn't even send him for an MRI or anything when he said he was hurt. We'll put you on the DL. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Fine.
Nice couple of weeks.
Well, he's getting paid. By the way, maybe the worst free agent signing ever. And, well,
there's a few on that list, but, yeah.
It's certainly up there. I mean, literally one lousy season, and then he literally lost his job. I mean, he's going to make all that money and not even play. And, again, I warned the Red Sox about signing this guy. I said, you know, after the first 2 years, always great in the postseason, but the production has steadily tailed off in the regular season after his first two really dominant seasons. And I think he'll go down in history as one of the worst free agent signings that there's ever been, and a guy who basically ate himself out of the league.
Yeah, well, it certainly appears to be going in that direction. And you know, you mentioned the postseason, and that's why I liked it as opposed to not liking it. I understood the pedestrian numbers during the regular season, but we always talked about those intangible guys, and he was one of those guys that when you got to the postseason, when money was on the line, he always came through, which to me, that's worth spending the money. However, he couldn't push his way from himself away from the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And, you know, he's eating himself out of the league. I mean, he
looks like chowder in Boston.
And he looks like a giant pumpkin.
Well, you know,
I mean,
it's
he does.
Funny. You know, we'll get to this next week, and maybe when we get a baseball guy on, or we'll get somebody on to talk the Red Sox. The last few years, their philosophy, you know, teams have a philosophy, and usually their philosophy works. Their philosophy lately, the last few years, hasn't worked.
Right.
And they've been perennially one of the disappointing teams in baseball since their last World Series win several years ago.
The ghost of Ben Cherington.
Yeah, well, just something to keep in mind. We'll move forward from there, but I guess here's a final parting shot on Kung Fu Panda. He's probably the only player in Major League Baseball that, if he hit his weight, would be an all-star.
Truth.
That's not a good thing. You know, usually, what's the old expression? Boy, he can't even hit his weight.
He can't even hit his weight. What does he weigh? 220. Not so good. This guy, different.
340. Boy, he's the best player in baseball. He's hitting his weight. He's the MVP of the league.
285. Yeah, not bad. And he hits with power, too.
Yeah, there you go. And he eats with power. But that said, I just wanted to get it out there. But we should probably get back on the beam and get focused on where we should be going, which is the trade between the Tennessee Titans and the Los Angeles Rams. Boy, I still want to call them the St. Louis Rams. Can't help
myself. Hey, I got one last one on Panda, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Are they back to chicken and beer in the clubhouse again? A lot of it?
Chicken's too dietetic for him.
Not fried chicken.
That's true. He needs a bucket of fried chicken. He ain't sacrificing the chicken. He's eating it.
I'm telling you, man, those cold beers in the clubhouse, you know, they got cans for him, for everybody else, and they got a keg for him.
They got those Foster's Lager cans, the oil cans. Didn't oil taste can. Very good, but it was a lot of it.
Boy, college. Woof.
Yeah, well, it's real bad beer, but, boy. You get plenty of it for a couple of bucks, and they make witty commercials.
Packed a punch, too.
Yes, it did.
Higher alcohol content.
Exactly right. Well, you needed to get through the taste.
through college.
Yeah, that's true. What do you say we dive in here and get on schedule? We had a couple of laughs. We made fun of Kung Fu Panda and made some salient points on him. But Tennessee Titans trade the number one overall pick in the 2016 NFL draft to the Rams for a package of picks that includes the number 15 overall pick. I'll detail the trade, and then you can fire away with your thoughts, and I'll rebut. Rams get the number one overall pick in the first round. They get the number 113th pick. It's a fourth-round pick. The number 177 overall, it's a sixth-round pick. Tennessee gets, Titans get number 15 overall. It's a first-round pick. Number 43 overall, a second-round pick. Number 45 overall, a second-round pick. Number 114 overall, a fourth-round pick. Then they get first-round pick in 2017 and a third-round pick in 2017. That's the trade in a nutshell.
Yep.
Fire away, my friend.
Well, I like it for the Titans a lot. I don't know if I like it for the Rams, in that I'm not sure about the two quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and we'll get into that because there's been speculation since the trade on which quarterback the Rams are going to go for. I almost said St. Louis Rams myself. And I'll tell you why I like it with the Titans. You brought up the point yesterday, and I thought it was a valid one, of usually you stay in the top 10. Your trading partner is somebody within the top 10, which is usually where the impact players are. And I completely agree with that. However, sitting at number 15 and with the two picks in the second round, if there's somebody that they target, let's just say Tunsil drops to the eighth slot or Ronnie Stanley, I guess that's the second guy in line as far as the offensive tackles, somebody that they feel can be an impact guy on their offensive line to protect Mariota, they could package, in theory, that 15 pick and one of those second round picks to get back into the top 10 if they deem that a necessary thing. If they don't feel those guys are worth it and they decide to hang on to the second pick, you know, one thing about this trade, Joe, it's not going to turn them into a contender overnight. They're still going to be more than likely a pretty team next year, probably bad. And the possibility exists that the Rams are going to be bad as well. So if they can stopgap it, and there are a couple of offensive tackles left out there in free agency, not too many, but a couple of guys that aren't commanding any dollars at this point in time. if they can stopgap it on a show-me deal for a year.
Well, no, they're going to tackle in the first round. I think that's a given.
Well, you never know.
I do know. They're going to draft a tackle in the first round. Who it is remains to be seen, but I do know that.
The two impact guys might be gone by the time they're there. Maybe they decide not to. Maybe they decide that, you know, getting a stopgap for a year will be worth it because we're going to be drafting high the following year. I mean, you know, again, the possibilities exist, which is why I like this trade. They're going to be able to fill a lot of different spots if they draft well. And they need it. They're just a putrid football team. And to me, in this market with two quarterbacks that I don't know how good they're going to be. I think they're going to be good. Do I think they're going to be great? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think they got the best possible deal they could get from the people who were offering up. We want to trade up into the first slot picks.
We'll pick it up right there on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, we're talking about the big trade yesterday in the National Football League between the Rams and the Titans. Joe asked my opinion. I gave it. I like the trade a lot for the Titans, although I understood his point about not being in the top 10. But, Joe, please retort.
All right, Bob. You know, with a chance to think about this and kind of go through the numbers, I'm I'm torn about the trade. I don't love it for either team, and I don't hate it for either team. I think it's one of those trades that potentially could benefit both sides. When you look at what the Titans got this year, when you look at the overall package that the Titans got, moving back to number 15, I think you made a great point about getting the two number twos and how that allows you to move into the top 10, and that really makes this a good trade for the Titans. That coupled with the two draft picks for next year, the one that really tilts this trade to me slightly in favor of Tennessee, based on just on the pure analytical factor, if you based it on those draft trade charts and the points and the different things like that, it's the third round pick that Tennessee receives in 2017. Basically, if you went by the numbers, the fair value in this trade is Titans get that number 15 in round one, the 2 second round picks, the swap of fourths, which was really, I don't know, it was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You know, the Titans get 114, they give the Rams 113. So, you know, really it's about, you know, getting two, it's about trading, swapping firsts, giving up 2 seconds if you're the Rams, or in the case of the Titans, getting the 2 seconds, getting a first round pick in 2017 and a third round pick in 2017. So when you look at it based on the numbers, if you go and consult the standard NFL draft chart that they have, the trade system chart that all these teams use, where the number one overall pick is 3,000 points and it works down from there.
Right.
Now, you can't include the 2017 picks because I couldn't find a point valuation for the subsequent year's draft pick. And there is. It's just, you know, when you trade for a draft pick in the following year, it's a diminished point value because you can't anticipate how good or bad the team's going to be. We can probably guess with a young quarterback and some real limitations offensively that the Rams probably won't be all that good. That said, you know, when you look at the total points, the Rams receive 3,089 points worth of picks. The Titans received back before the two 2017 picks, they received back 2,046 points. So the advantage just in the 2016 picks clearly goes to the Rams as far as the points valuation.
Right.
You now look at the two picks that you gave up if you're the Rams and that you received if you're the Titans in 2017. And in many ways, that tips the balance. I think for the Rams, they should have kept their third round pick and said, we'll still give you the first, and we know it's going to be a good pick, and there's a risk involved, but you got to give to get. But we want to keep our third so that we don't completely blow up two drafts in our pursuit of a quarterback. So with that said, that to me tips the trade slightly in the favor of the Tennessee Titans. And I think the fact that they have the ability to take one of those second-round picks and move up and get in the top 10, and, you know, points value-wise, one of those second-round picks would put them right in the heart of the top 10, anywhere between 6 and 8 based on the point system. So they'll have no trouble getting into the top 10 of the first round if they can find a taker that's interested in moving back. That said, I overall like the trade for Tennessee for all the reasons that you spelled out. There's a dearth of talent. They get opportunities to get multiple impact players in the top two rounds of the draft. They get a big chunk of your 2017 draft, and it's pretty likely that you won't be very good. And when I say you, I mean the Los Angeles Rams. So it was a good haul for the Tennessee Titans, and I like it. I'll like it even more for them if they move up into the top 10 and get either Tunsil or Stanley as that impact left tackle outside of the number one spot. And then I'll really like the trade for Tennessee, and I'll give them, I won't say a sizable edge, but definitely an edge. But also for them, the trade was a great fit for what they want. So you can't question their logic in doing it.
Right.
They didn't want to take Ronnie Stanley or Laremy Tunsil at number one. They'll go get their tackle a little later, maybe trade back into the top 10, maybe settle for Jack Conklin at 15, however the scenarios play out, but they'll get multiple picks to fill multiple positions. So there's no questioning the logic for Tennessee, and there's no questioning the haul for Tennessee. I just would have liked to have seen them stay within the top 10. That said, they have multiple second-round picks to move back in. Like the trade for them makes sense. Don't love it, but like it.
Yep.
Don't hate it for the Rams as much as a lot of people do. It's a quarterback-driven league. You don't have a quarterback. And you just can't win without one. Case Keenum, Nick Foles are not going to be the answers for success at quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. If you feel strongly about these two prospects at the top of the draft, well, go out, move up to number one. You're going to pay the price. And go out and get yourself perhaps the cornerstone quarterback so that within the next couple of years, you can be a good team, and you do have a chance of winning in one of the toughest divisions in football. Because the realities are, without a quality starting quarterback in the NFL, you cannot win. And Case Keenum and Nick Foles are not quality starting NFL quarterbacks. So the Rams had to pay the price to do this. Maybe they paid a little bit too much, but it's not as one-sided as many people would have you believe. The risk involved is that these quarterbacks at the very top of the draft are always a crapshoot, Bob.
No question.
Sometimes they pan out, sometimes they don't. And in exchange for doing this, what you've done is you've basically sacrificed, in essence, your entire, a big chunk of your 2016 draft and a big chunk of the top of your 2017 draft. So if it doesn't pan out, it's really going to look bad for you. If it does, well, both sides made out well and got what they wanted.
Yeah, no, you have your franchise guy. And I mean, look, that's the ultimate goal of any organization is to get their franchise quarterback, as you said. But there's a couple of things that I question here. You know, I don't know that either of the two guys being talked about at the top is going to be that guy. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I'm not sure. And, you know, I'm not in a talent evaluator, I guess, the same as everybody else. You know, if I was leaning towards somebody, I like what I see in Wentz, but he's the guy that played at the lower competition level, so I can understand it if they go with Goff. The other aspect of it is the coach. And, you know, you mentioned Nick Foles and how he's not a first-line NFL quarterback. Well, the funny thing was, 3 years ago, he was. And that was under a different coach. And then they got him in St. Louis, and he proceeded to go downhill rapidly. I don't know if that is an actual lack of talent on his part or the very pedestrian offense in the modern NFL and lack of weapons, to be fair about it, that Jeff Fisher has on that roster and an inability to exploit a guy with a strong arm, because Foles has a strong arm, and he was very accurate, didn't turn the ball over in his first year in the league, and now all of a sudden he stinks. So you get a brand new quarterback that you have to develop. I don't even know if the coach in place is the right guy to develop a brand new quarterback, because I don't know. I question his offensive acumen.
Okay, that's a fair statement, and we've been critical of his offense and their ability to get in offensive personnel. As for Nick Foles, you know, we both, you know, lauded him for his great work his first year in the league as a starting quarterback. To be fair, we did. I did as well as you did. But yet Chip Kelly couldn't get him out the door fast enough.
Right.
So sometimes there are these outlier situations, the Scott Mitchell sort of year, the Matt Flynn sort of small sample type deal, you know, the Cincinnati Reds right now through eight games where you say, wow, they're pretty good. The reality is you look at their roster and you know better. So maybe that was a short sample situation and there were things that people saw that said, this guy's really not that good, because when you think about it, Chip Kelly traded Nick Foles for Sam Bradford, who wasn't really a fit for what he was going to do with the spread offense and really had kind of a pedestrian year. So maybe the realities are Nick Foles is not that starting quarterback in that answer. We know Case Keenum is not. He's a very nice backup, but he's not a starter in this league. This was your chance to go get the starter. Again, I'm not telling you this move comes without risks. Anytime you draft a quarterback number one, you know, in those top spots in the first round of the NFL draft, it's a crapshoot whether they succeed and make this trade pay off for you. I think it's a risk the Rams had to take. I think they overpaid a little bit, but not as much as a lot of people would tell you. Again, I don't hate the trade for the Rams. I don't know that I love it either. I don't love it for Tennessee, but I certainly understand why they did it, and the logic behind it makes perfect sense. When you're saddled with a number one pick that really doesn't benefit you and is not a place you want to be, if you can get this kind of haul to move out of there, that's exactly what you do. So very sound move by John Robinson. And again, I think a trade that many ways works for both sides. It does turn the draft upside down. So we'll talk to Chris Trapasso next from NFL.com, and we'll get his insight and his perspective on both sides of the deal, as well as what it does to the rest of the first round of the NFL draft. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's going to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Chris Trapasso from the NFL.com, and he's here to talk about the big trade, which Chris broke for us as we were on the air yesterday. We got into a little bit. Joe and I have been discussing it this morning, and we're here to hear. We are having you on to hear your opinions about it, and we'd love you to express it right now. Good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, this was a really shocking trade. Like on Twitter, I had to make sure that it wasn't like an Ian Rappaport like parody account tweeting it out right away yesterday morning. To me, just on the surface, from just a philosophical drafting standpoint, the Titans are huge winners here. just because, you know, at its foundation, we can all agree that regardless of how much time general managers, coaches, scouts, draft media put in, the draft is really almost like an educated crapshoot. And what you want is as many roles at that table as possible. That when you look at teams, especially like the New England Patriots, that when you look at their draft history in the last 15 years under Bill Belichick, it's not actually that good. But what Bill Belichick has done is constantly traded down every year. He's not afraid to move from the end of the first round into the early part of the second. He usually doesn't see that big of a difference in the prospect. And he's making 8, 9, 10, even 11 picks in a draft. So even if your hit rate is only 20 or 30%, you're going to hit, obviously, on more guys with more picks. So I think just from that perspective, obviously the Titans are big winners, and this is really a class that I think there are a few top-tier players, Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, but really the strength of this draft is from probably about pick 15 to 20 to about pick 50 or 60. So for them to have extra picks in the second and third round, I think is huge. And just my opinion, I know this could be in kind of the minority, I just don't think Jared Goff or Carson Wentz are worth what we've seen in the past, top five picks at that quarterback spot. And I certainly don't think that a team should, you know, mortgage their future to a certain degree to get one of those guys. And at this point, there's kind of multiple reports on if the Rams even know who they're going to pick. Some are saying Wentz, some are saying Goff. But certainly you need a good quarterback in this league to win. And that has to be what the Rams are thinking. I just think that in terms of what they gave up and the fact that Goff and Wentz do have their issues and are not as clean as, say, Jameis Winston, even Marcus Mariota, even Teddy Bridgewater, that they probably gave up too much and they're going to end up getting a quarterback that's not worth a top overall pick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We lost Joe's connection there for a second. So, I mean, we've bounced back and forth with this, and believe me when I tell you, we are debating it as well. And you talk about the value and the cleanness, and it was a great word to use. I mean, looking at it myself, I see Wentz as a guy that is, to me, perhaps the better prospect. But the more polished is Goff, just on level of competition, that's a pretty tough decision for the Rams to have to make, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And certainly there's a lot of people out there, a lot of guys like Mike Mayock, Daniel Jeremiah, who are very respected in the draft community that really like Wentz and just see a 6'5", 245-pound athletic quarterback with a big arm and really like him. A lot of guys like the more precise and Goff, and just that he's played more, he played at a higher competition level. I just think to trade away so many picks, next year's first and third round, along with this year's, a couple seconds, for a guy that was playing at North Dakota State, who only played in seven games last year and was only a two-year starter, that, you know, on the surface has more upside, but I just don't think that's great practice as an NFL team to trade that much to get a guy that you're hoping develops in the NFL. I think that's when if a team would have traded up for an Andrew Luck, even for a Jameis Winston, that although in his senior season at Florida State he threw probably a few more interceptions than we would have all liked, in terms of just reading the field, his arm strength, playing in a pro-style system, he was a much cleaner prospect. I think with Wentz, there's much more projection, and I can understand that because, like I said, he hasn't played that much and he wasn't playing against top competition. But usually, when you really think about it, quarterbacks especially, we don't really see these guys take huge leaps in the NFL. Usually by 23, 24, they are who they are. And when you go back and read scouting reports on guys like Jake Locker, Colin Kaepernick, Andy Dalton, really any of these quarterbacks, they end up being very similar as pros, and their weaknesses kind of stay the same and their strengths stay the same. I think with Wentz, there are some accuracy issues, under pressure issues, and not that he's throwing the ball all over the field, but I think down the field you would have liked to see him be a little more accurate and just be a little better under pressure. But he certainly looks the part, has a big arm, and is definitely a really good athlete. He's almost Cam Newton-esque in terms of his running ability. So that's just the reason to me why I think it's a little scary for the Rams, because they may take a quarterback in Wentz that's more of a projection guy than anything else.
Well, those are the dulcet tones of Chris Trapasso from NFL.com joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I think we all understand why Tennessee makes this trade. I think, to be quite honest about it, they didn't like being in the number one overall pick spot. They didn't value any of the tackles that highly. And if they can get one of those first two tackles by moving back up into the top 10, in many ways it makes this deal a home run. They're devoid of talent all over the football field. So we understand the logic for Tennessee, and for them it makes perfect sense, and it's a win for them. If you valued these quarterbacks that Los Angeles was looking at, if you valued them as much as you say valued a Jameis Winston or some of these others, would you understand the Rams doing it, number one? And number two, would you think they got fair value, or do you just flat out think they gave up too much to get from number 15 to number one overall?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm kind of split on this because I'm such a big proponent of actually trading down as opposed to trading up. I think trading up is insanely risky when you look at, or when you think about how many, you know, guys get hurt in today's league, how many guys want to leave after their first contract, and just what the other team ends up getting. I think it's always risky when you trade up, but I could understand, you know, you could say, well, if a team's going to trade up, they shouldn't trade up for a cornerback, they shouldn't trade up for a tackle, and should be for a quarterback. I think if Jameis Winston was sitting there, if Andrew Luck was sitting there, I would like this deal for the Rams a little bit more. But, I mean, I think it's probably the most important part about it is, beyond that they traded away a ton of picks, is just that I don't think Jared Goff, and especially don't think Carson Wentz, is the type of quarterback prospect that you trade that many picks to move up. And, yeah, sure, let's say they pick Jared Goff, and he's a good quarterback. In this deep draft, now they don't have those second-round picks. They don't have the third-round pick. Next year, you're looking to maybe another offensive tackle. Maybe you get him another wide receiver. Your first-round pick isn't there. So I think we've seen that when teams move up, even if they do hit on their guy, the next year their depth kind of struggles, especially if they're trading picks into future years. And I think that's what could almost be a best-case scenario for the Rams, if they have a good quarterback, but they're not able to really build the depth that is so important in today's NFL.
Oh, I think you make very valid points. It's a big risk here for the Los Angeles Rams, but I think in this quarterback-driven league, it's a risk they have to take. And again, you know, just to give you my Bob really loves this deal for Tennessee, and he kind of panned it for Los Angeles. I was kind of split. I think it made perfect sense for Tennessee. I think in some ways it was a deal the Rams needed to make, because in a quarterback-driven league, you got to have a quarterback. And while these may not be the guys, they seem to think they are. And if they are, this trade will go down as a win-win for both sides. But that said, you know where I want to go with this? The impact on the rest of the first round. Obviously, this trade throws the first round in all kinds of flux. Now, do you have any thoughts on how the rest of the early part of this first round goes as a result of the Rams moving up from number 15 all the way to number 1 and Tennessee in turn moving back down to 15?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, that it definitely does have a really big impact, especially, you know, on the top 5, top 10. Because, like I said earlier, I think this draft, if you had to really label it, you would say that, and it seems to be the consensus, that picks 20 to pick 60 or 70 there's not that big of a difference, and you can get really good, potentially Pro Bowl players in round 2, maybe even round 3. But I think the San Diego Chargers at 3, the Dallas Cowboys, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Ravens at 6, the 49ers at 7 are all happy that there's a good chance that quarterbacks go 1-2 to push guys like Laremy Tunsil, Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey. The latter two are just insanely freakish athletes that produce really well at top competition, and they're very young players. I think those three things to me are the most important when you're looking at a prospect. Even if you can't watch any film, or don't know what to look for on film, if a guy's a really good athlete, if he produced at his position in college and is still young, relatively young, I think that you're, when you look at those players, usually those guys are really good. So I think the Chargers have a lot of needs. The Cowboys are really interesting because they don't have a ton of needs, and really, obviously, their bad season in 2015 was really due to Tony Romo and Dez Bryant just not being there. So they're a team that if those two stay healthy, they could take a Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Bosa, and get a blue-chip prospect when they probably figured, hey, the Tennessee Titans are going to take one of those guys. So just that extra pick that could be a quarterback can really change things, and it'll just kind of slide those really good position players down one or two spots.
Well, that was it. I mean, it seemed to me as if the two winners, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the quarterbacks if they go that way, but the two winners to me were San Diego and Dallas in that they're going to be able to pick the two best players available. That being said, what happens now if do you sense any urgency or anybody out there that wants to slide up to number two and perhaps makes a deal with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I think the Browns spot has always been the biggest wild card because there's just a lot of uncertainty with this new front office. Certainly the analytics would say, yeah, you know, if you're a team that's at the absolute ground floor of your rebuilding process, trade down, get more picks. They didn't re-sign a lot of older guys in free agency because they want to have a young roster that's made up of a lot of draft picks. But obviously the Browns need a quarterback. So that's the biggest wild card. Certainly I could see if the Cowboys are looking for a Tony Romo replacement that they could move up just two spots to take a quarterback at two. It's really hard to peg what the Browns will do. I personally think that they will try to move down and that you might hear over the next 2 weeks that the Browns really love the quarterback and they'll kind of put that smokescreen out there. So a team, maybe even like the 49ers, that Chip Kelly would really want Jared Goff at number two, that I think that could happen. But, yeah, totally agree that the San Diego Chargers, the Dallas Cowboys, which the only reason why I don't think the Cowboys are going to take a quarterback is that I think Jerry Jones sees that Super Bowl window just open a little bit with Tony Romo's age and with Dez Bryant, that they would probably lean toward a guy who's going to play this year and next year as opposed to a quarterback who's going to play in 2017, 2018. But I think this trade yesterday does a great deal for the San Diego Chargers, who certainly could use a tackle. They could use a pass rusher and Joey Bosa, DeForest Buckner. The Baltimore Ravens are a team, too, that, you know, they had a ton of injuries last year and that they've been well-run over the last decade. They've been one of the contenders since Joe Flacco got there in 2008. They could end up getting a top tackle or a top pass rusher, which they need. So this trade's great for the Titans. It gives the Rams their chance to draft their quarterback in their new city, but it really helps the rest of the top 10 for sure.
Chris, great insight and really a keen look at the top of the first round of the NFL draft, as well as a look at this trade from the Rams and Titans perspective. Can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. We'll be doing it again in and around the NFL draft. Thanks so much, Chris. Really do appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Chris Trapasso, NFL.com, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a big hour one and look ahead to a big hour two of this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joey, great stuff out of Chris, and I think you very accurately put it when we were discussing it and also in the course of conversation with him. This turns the draft upside down and you know, pointing out that San Diego and Dallas, they're able to go best available. They are smiling in those war rooms right now.
Right, because now it's not a situation where Dallas has to say, you know what, maybe we go get our quarterback of the future here because of how high we're drafting. The fact that there's teams that are going to be teams in front of them that take these two quarterbacks, that eliminates that. They can go Jalen Ramsey if they like. They can go Joey Bosa. San Diego really in the catbird seat. You know, terrific situation for both of those teams, and that's why I wanted to bring on Chris. I thought his insight was great. He's watched a lot of film on both of these quarterbacks, and you saw that reflected in his opinion of this trade. And on the other side, now or two, we'll stay with the NFL a little bit, roll into the NBA, and eventually get to Zach Buckley. But let's step aside for the news right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Today marks the third anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. And today the city marks the anniversary with a moment of silence at 2:49 this afternoon when the first of the two bombs detonated at the marathon. The day officially known as One Boston Day to honor the victims and survivors of that tragedy. In New York,
if we can raise it to 15 in New York or Los Angeles or Seattle, let's do it.
If you're both screaming at each other, the viewers won't be able to hear either of you.
A Democratic debate with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on CNN ahead of the Tuesday primaries in that state. In Japan, they're picking up the pieces and shutting down businesses. Sony, Toyota, and other major firms temporarily shutting down because of that deadly earthquake, that 6.4 magnitude quake killing 9 people, injuring at least 1,000 more. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Ever wake up hungry for more? So does Burger King. Introducing our new 4 for $3 breakfast deal. Just $3 gets you a crisp sandwich, 3 French toast sticks, small hash browns, and a small coffee. That's just $3 for all 4 of your breakfast favorites at Burger King. Crisp sandwich, French toast sticks, hash browns, coffee. It's a whole lot for a whole little. Get the new 4 for $3 breakfast deal now, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Two Democratic Party organizations going to sue Arizona today. The Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee plan to file a federal lawsuit because of hours-long lines during last month's primary election. The lawsuit arguing that unfair voting practices disenfranchised voters, particularly minorities. Democrats say the lawsuit is aimed at preventing a repeat of problems they say could suppress the vote in November's general election. A California taxi service for kids is being pushed to the curb by a tight money environment. The San Francisco Bay Area ride-hailing company Shuttle is shutting down today. Shuttle CEO Doug Ailey says the business that started rolling in the fall of 2014 ran out of money and couldn't generate any new fundraising. Shuttle carefully screening drivers and contracting with parents and caregivers to provide on-demand paid rides for unaccompanied children. Its drivers, almost all women, including many teachers and child care providers. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Some uncomfortable moments in North Korea when they try launching an intermediate-range missile on Friday. They were trying to mark the 104th anniversary of the birthday of the country's eternal president, so they launched this missile from the East Coast about 5:30 local time, but it didn't go off as planned, exploding not long after launch. The U.S. not commenting on that launch yet. Well, Donald Trump's campaign manager is thankful at a decision by a Florida prosecutor. USA Radio's Chris Barnes following this story.
This office will not be filing charges against Corey Lewandowski for battery.
Florida State Attorney David Arenberg acknowledging that probable cause did exist for Donald Trump's campaign manager to be charged by police, but prosecutors have higher standards when it comes to filing criminal charges.
We have the burden of proving each case beyond a reasonable doubt.
Police in Jupiter, Florida charging Corey Lewandowski with simple battery after he allegedly grabbed and bruised the arm of a reporter at a Trump event there last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida middle school teacher resigning after making her students fill out a form that asked how privileged they were. Yoselis Ramos of Monroe Middle School in Tampa was suspended last week after parents complained. She said her goal was to teach the students about diversity and inequality, but the school district said it wasn't part of the curriculum and she resigned. Bernie Sanders visits the Vatican today. After last night's debate, he took an overnight flight to Rome due to deliver an address at an economic conference later today. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Never ceases to be funny, my friend. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. The great, late, great Cleavon Little here on the Attack. And we got a great Hour 2 in front of us. Zach Buckley at 40 after the hour to talk some NBA playoffs. We'll finish up NFL as we go forward here. But plenty to talk about. And if you're listening, boy, all the devices, all the various ways you can get the Spano and Black Attack. And if you're on Twitter and you want to communicate with us, except, you know, instead of calling us or whatever, because, you know, sometimes phone lines don't work or they don't get answered, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. So we got a lot there. And, Joe, I mentioned the devices, talked about the different platforms. Why don't you explain it to the people?
All right, Bob, you can take advantage of our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. So be sure to check it, all that out and more at sportsbyline.com. Again, iHeartRadio, an app I love. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, a live Sports Byline broadcast network channel, and an app you can download to any device you can think of. Incredibly versatile app. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. You can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC. There's a ton of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And there's also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
Happy to be a part of it. Proud to be a part of it.
On the other side, Bob, we'll quickly set the table for a big hour or two and then really hit the ground running, as we still have a lot of ground to cover and not enough time to do it. So let's get cracking. That's next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 800-878-PLAY will get you involved, but be sure to keep it where it is.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog. And Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Spam 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA.
Well said, Bob. Big hour number two. You know, we're going to wrap up the NFL talk, and there's a couple areas we'll go. We'll try and get through it as succinctly as we can. And then we'll move on, take a quick look at the first round of the NBA playoffs between amongst ourselves, and then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, our old friend Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report joins us, and we'll get his take on all things first round of the NBA playoffs and a whole lot more.
The you know, to finish up what we were talking about with Chris, Joe, and it was interesting, you know, because he said maybe if Dallas, and you had put this out there months ago, and I wasn't agreeing with it as far as them going for a quarterback in this particular draft to replace Romo, at least not in the first round. Maybe if they think that they can grab Goff, if they think that LA is going for Wentz, I would imagine that they could have a deal in place with Cleveland on draft day to make that move if the Rams go with Carson Wentz as opposed to Jared Goff. Now, with that being said, I read a report during the course of the show that Jerry is actually going to go look at Goff in a workout. So maybe that adds a little credence to it. I still don't see it, but now with this trade being made, I think it's a much more viable possibility.
See, I was always of the mindset, and I think now they go away from the quarterback. And I understand Jerry's going out there and looking at Jared Goff, and there's the usual array of smoke screens, and you don't know, separating fact from fiction is always a challenge. But I was of the mindset that if they went QB, it was because Carson Wentz was sitting there at 4 for them. They worked with Carson Wentz at the Senior Bowl.
Right.
And, you know, I talked to Phil Savage, and he was blown away. Forget the game. The game is, you know, icing on the cake. They get to play a game. Really, it's what you do in that week of practice leading up to the Senior Bowl. You know, you were there. You covered it. You know what that culture is all about. Phil Savage was blown away by the work that Carson Wentz did in the Senior Bowl. And the Cowboys coached Carson Wentz for that entire week in the Senior Bowl. And I was told that they were extremely impressed. So my mindset, there was a chance they could go quarterback at 4, because this opportunity may not come up again for them for a while before Tony Romo rides off into the sunset. If Carson Wentz was there at 4, I thought there was a chance that they would go there, and I had heard as much. With him gone, I think now they put themselves in a position, as Chris talked about, they're going to get the best available defensive player that they think can help them, a Joey Bosa, a Jalen Ramsey, something along those lines. With Carson Wentz not there, or if Carson Wentz is not there, I don't think there's any chance that they take a quarterback. That's at least my mindset.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this. If the guy that they're targeting, and you seem to believe it's Wentz, and you know Phil kind of backed that up, if they go Goff with the number one overall pick, do you see the possibility of having a deal in place on draft day? Because obviously they couldn't make a move before draft day unless the Rams just sign, you know, or have an agreement.
Right.
In place
it could be one of those things where they sign that pick early, and it's happened
right.
before. There's
right.
no reason to do it now with the slotting and everything else
because right.
you're not going to be in a position where you're going to have a holdout. So that probably won't happen. But
right. And that's my point. But, you know, I definitely see the possibility of a deal being in place should their guy be sitting there at two. And Jerry decides to pull the trigger because, you know, everybody's beaten up, including us, Jerry, for quite a while on, well, you know, he runs the draft. He should hire a GM. You know, look at their roster. They've done a damn good job in the draft. They've gotten arguably the best offensive line in the league through the draft. You know, they've made some mistakes, the same as everybody else. But, you know, I'll put Jerry's track record over the last few years up against anybody's. So, you know, if they're, as we were talking about in the interview, if they're not of need in many ways. Now, I happen to think they have need on defense, as I think you do as well.
They need a pass-rushing defensive end. They could certainly use another corner. So a Joey Bosa or a Jalen Ramsey would certainly fill more pressing and immediate needs. But you talked about it. There's talent all over that roster, and this is why I make that case. When's the next time they're going to be able to draft number four in the NFL draft? It's going to be the year after Tony Romo retires,
right.
and they have no quarterback to put out there. So here's the chance to get that quarterback. And I guess what you were trying to ask me was, if the Rams go Goff instead of Wentz, does Dallas trade up to either get their man, maybe it's Carson Wentz, or maybe they make sure they get a Jalen Ramsey or whatever? I don't know. I kind of have this feeling that they don't want to give up any assets to move up. I think they're just going to sit tight and watch and draft the best guy for them that falls to them at four. I don't see them moving. I see Dallas sitting tight. I could see somebody a little further back coming up and jumping into that number two spot if Cleveland's really willing to trade it.
Probably the Eagles.
That's a possibility. Problem for the Eagles, that's going to make it hard for them to jump up. They don't have a second-round pick. They traded right. that away already.
Right.
So they're in a tricky situation as far as, you know, what tools do they have and what pieces do they have in order to jump up? So I'm not sure they're able to jump up.
Yeah, maybe not. But, it raised an intriguing question because, like I said, back when you originally stated it, I didn't see it. I actually see it a little more now. And don't forget, Cleveland, I mean, in their own way, Cleveland's kind of in the catbird seat. They're going to field offers.
Yeah,
and I don't see it. I guess in theory it could happen before draft day, but I see it more likely happening if they make a move on draft day.
It's probably all about knowing. Once everybody knows beyond a shadow of a doubt what the Rams are going to do at one, then we'll have a better idea of what Cleveland's able to do at two.
Right.
And I think you make a great point. But you're going to start to see in time, I'm actually pretty well plugged in. So I don't say a lot of stuff just to make noise. I'm wrong sometimes, but I keep my ear pretty close to the ground.
Oh,
so
no.
When I spout this nonsense, what seems like nonsense out, it's usually based on something.
Oh, no, Joe, look, man, I'm not putting it down, and I wasn't saying it was nonsense. I just disagreed.
Right. Much like two weeks in, you know, the Baltimore Orioles, first place in the American League East.
And there you go.
It's early, small sample.
Yes, you know, it is.
But I just thought I'd get that. It's
a long season.
Right. But I guess to kind of bring this all full circle, because I think we've done a great job of talking about the impact that it's going to make the rest of the first round. And Chris made some great points. Jacksonville, Dallas, they kind of sit pretty. And San Diego and the Ravens, and they just upgrade talent, and they wait for things to unfold in front of them. And then maybe if somebody behind those teams, like the Eagles or somebody else, moves up to get their man, now the deck reshuffles again. So it's going to be a lot of intrigue at the top of this first round.
Yeah. If your team's philosophy is best available player, you're a very happy team.
Because there's a couple of teams with that desperate need for the quarterback, and that makes them sacrifice and stray from that philosophy.
Yeah.
So to kind of bring this full circle and wrap it up, I like the trade very much for Tennessee. It's an obvious no-brainer deal that they need to make because they have the quarterback and they need a lot of other pieces. And now you put yourself in a position to get those other pieces. I'll like this trade a heck of a lot more if they say take that 43rd or 40, that number 43 or number 45 pick that they have in the second round, package it with number 15, move into the top 10, and get a Tunsil or a Stanley inside right. of the top 10 as opposed to settling for, say, a Jack Conklin or something else, then I'll really love the trade.
Well, but, you know, it's interesting, my friend, and, you know, I won't belabor it, but fact is, according to Scouts, Inc., Wentz and Goff are 11 and 12 ranked, respectively, and the aforementioned Jack Conklin ranked number 7.
I'm not as big on Conklin as a lot of people. I thought he was solid, more workmanlike. I like Ronnie Stanley at Notre Dame a lot. But again, all in all, I like the trade for Tennessee. I think if they get into the top 10 and get a dynamic difference maker, I'll love it. They have the ammunition to do that. And I think getting that third round pick on top of the first round pick really solidifies it. I don't hate this for the Rams as much as everybody else. I happen to be very high on both of these quarterbacks, higher than many are. And I think it's something that could shape their franchise in the positive if they get it right for years to come. On the other side, we'll dive into the NBA. That's next. Playoffs are here. We'll talk about them on the Spano and Black Attack.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black.
the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. What you chuckling at, my brother?
I was going to say, talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, well. Chimney pansy.
As I'm listening to that come back, I'm like, boy.
Yeah, well.
If you say so. I just thought we'd have a little fun there. You know,
we've been riding that pony for a long time.
Yeah, well, hey, you know how it goes.
All the way back to the WLIE days.
It sure does, Bob. you want to go anyplace else in the NFL before we head to the NBA and take a look at some of those first-round matchups? I mean, we've broken this trade down top to tail, eight ways to Sunday, impact all the way through the first round. Thoughts on how it may shake out for the two teams? You know, and again, we don't differ all that much. It's more of a situation where it's how you feel about these quarterbacks.
Yeah,
you don't like them all that much at this high up in the draft. Chris doesn't like them all that much this high up in the draft. I'm enamored with Carson Wentz. And for that matter, I like Jared Goff an awful lot. If you value these guys, you do exactly what the Rams did. You pay about the price the Rams paid, give or take that third round pick in 2017. The risk is huge because you basically kill a big chunk of 2 years worth of your draft to get your man. But if you got your man and he is your man, it's worth it. For Tennessee, it is a no-brainer. You don't want to draft a left tackle at number one that you're not sure is going to pan out. So go down, move down, get guys, move back up into the top 10, get a stud left tackle, roll from there, and you're on your way to maybe being pretty good in a couple of years because you got your quarterback, and this will give you a chance to fill in a bunch of pieces.
And no question about it. I mean, just on volume, and you know, you put the formula out there in hour one, and I get it. Just the eyeball test for me, I'll just take it to 180. It works for Tennessee. And like I said, the only fly in the ointment, the only monkey in the wrench, it would have been nice if they stayed in the top 10, but their dance partner happened to be at number 15.
Fair enough. We'll see
how it plays out. Yep. I like Wentz much more than I like Goff as far as the upside. And from that aspect of it, if I'm sitting in the Rams' shoes, or cleats, as it were, I'm going Wentz. But, you know, I don't get paid to make those decisions.
Right. And we'll see how much longer Les Snead's going to get paid to make those decisions.
Also truth.
You want to stay in the NFL or you want to go to these NBA playoffs?
I didn't see anything particularly significant. You know, Jared Allen stepping off the stage. Percy Harvin stepping off the stage, it looks like, for Buffalo. But, you know, as we've talked about with concussions, his are more migraines, and I think he actually attributed joint injuries.
It's hips. Knee.
And, yeah.
Yeah, those have been his problems, and it's robbed him of his explosiveness. And he's a gigantic pain in the rear end, so he'll move along at 27. He's looking forward to the next phase of life. I guess the biggest story is the one coming out about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is, like I said, if you're looking for a roommate, he's the guy for you.
Yeah,
did you not read this?
Oh, no, no, I did. I did.
Because, you know, a party trashed the place, being sued for $32,000 worth of damages.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, his life is spiraling away from him to the point where the king of greed, Drew Rosenhaus, won't even rep him. And he's a guy who's fine with repping Josh Gordon, saying that his positive drug test, you know, was a blip on the radar and a hiccup. And that he was upset that it was leaked, and, you know, Josh is doing everything he can to get his life back in order. I don't know that I believe that, but there's opportunities to make money attached to Josh Gordon. There are none of those to Johnny Manziel, so now Drew's going to be like, well, I tried. I thought I was going to be able to rehabilitate you, and we'd all make some money, but, man, you need help. You better go get it.
Well,
his situation is out of control, Johnny Manziel, and his life is spiraling away from him.
Well, let's be honest about it, Joe. I mean, you know, you talk about Drew Rosenhaus, you know, who never met a dollar he didn't like, as, by the way, every single other agent in any sport is pretty much the same way. You know, maybe 1% isn't. But, you know, he's sitting there and he's looking at it. He can spin it any way he wants. There's no opportunity to make money with Johnny Manziel anymore. Nobody's going to sign him.
So now let me go get let me go make sure he takes care of his life and get him some help, because now I can be altruistic, because it wouldn't cost me any money to do so. So I'll terminate my relationship if he doesn't go get unless he goes get help. If he goes to get help, I'll keep the relationship, because when he gets out, there's an opportunity for me to make money.
And oh, by the way, there hasn't been a peep out of Manziel. He didn't respond one way or the other.
He's passed.
I don't even know if he's aware that his agent made the statement.
I'm high.
I'm high.
I mean, I don't know if you got a chance to see the TMZ video. It was actually the one where he said he was living with Von Miller.
Right.
I mean, it was just rambling and insane. You can see that there's a couple of things. There's major issues with substance abuse. And I think there's almost a break from reality in some ways. There's certainly an issue in that he doesn't see that there's a problem, and he doesn't see that he needs help. So he hasn't hit rock bottom. So until he gets to that point, he's not going to get help. And unless he gets help, his life is going to continue to spiral away from him. Not playing in the NFL will be the least of his problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting in that when he initially went into rehab, now, you know, you go in, they dry out, you know, depending on the facility, they treat you in various different ways. But one thing that's constant is you go into some level of therapy one way or another. And they kept him for, what was it, almost 90 days in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that right there is telling you that they not only sensed a greater issue, but saw a greater issue. And they were trying to break through to him in an amount of time that's very unusual for rehab. So the people who were treating him, the doctors and the various therapists, they knew this was coming down the line. And I guess, I'm guessing here, but begrudgingly, they let him out. He went back to his profession. All was good for a brief period of time. But then he went right back to his old behaviors, and I can, you know, they'd never violated because of HIPAA. But I guarantee you, if you talk to the people that were treating him in the rehab, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. Absolutely no doubt in their minds, because you don't keep him for that amount of time unless they sensed a greater issue that he was not confronting when he was in rehab.
And the issues are growing and spiraling even more and more out of control. So yeah. it's kind of akin to the obese person who loses 20 and gains back 40.
Yeah.
Sad story, Bob.
It really is.
And that was really it for me. I know the NFL schedule's out, and we'll explore that over time. But we got a couple of minutes here. What do you say we dive into these first round matchups? Not too deeply. We'll do a lot more of that with Zach. But I guess really when you look at him, it's about, do you see any upsets? I don't think the Cavs are going to have too much trouble with the Pistons. I don't think the Raptors are going to have – I'm starting an Eastern Conference, of course. I don't think the Raptors are going to have too much trouble with the Pacers. The Hawks, Celtics, and the Heat Hornets in the Eastern Conference, very, very intriguing. The Hornets and the Heat have been two of the hottest teams in the NBA down the stretch, particularly in the East. There's something I like about the level of talent with Miami. They're the three seed. They're four seed, rather. Yeah, they're the four seed. I like Miami in that one. And Hawks-Celtics, I think that's anybody's series. But there's something I like about this Celtics group, that the whole is so much greater than the sum of the parts. And I haven't been enamored with Mike Budenholzer's Hawks this year. So there's the one where I'll pick the upset, and I'll pick Boston.
Well, you know, we're going to get up against it here. But honestly, and again, without going in too deep, Atlanta had some bad losses down the stretch. And I haven't been enamored with them either. However, when you look at the amount of wins they had last year and Coach Bud's ability to coach this team up, I'm wondering if they're going to, and that's why I'm curious about this, I'm wondering if they're going to be able to flip that switch once they're into the playoffs. I don't know that they're good enough, and I like the way the Celtics are playing as well. I'm still on the fence with this one.
And on in the Western Conference side, I think it's all chalk. You know, Warriors are going to have no problem with the Rockets. Spurs are going to have no problems with an undermanned Grizz group. Thunder, and you know, I think they're too much for the Dallas Mavericks. I do think there's a small chance that the Blazers could upset the Clippers, but I think not likely, and I think you end up with 1, 2, 3, 4 rather easily in the West after the first round playoff dust settles in the West.
Yeah, the only one I'm hesitating on is the same one as you, a little bit of Clippers and Trailblazers.
It's a very mild hesitation.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I really expect the chalk to shine there with an outside shot of the Blazers upsetting that in the 4-5 matchup.
You know, one area, and we'll get into it a little bit with Zach, is maybe the Pistons give the Cavs a little bit of agita. I don't see an upset, but I do see a little bit of an upset stomach.
Okay. Fair enough, Bob. And we'll dive into it more with Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report next here on the Spano and Black Attack as we talk all things NBA and NBA playoffs. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's NBA playoff time, and therefore it's time for Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report, great friend of the show, always brings a lot of insight to the program, and we welcome him now. Good morning, Zach, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Yeah, boy, it came down to a lot of jockeying at the end of the season, particularly in the Eastern Conference, and the lineup is set, and you're around the Miami Heat, so let's start in that area as the Miami Heat go up against the Charlotte Hornets. Give us a little bit of breakdown there on your Miami Heat.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think there was a split among Heat fans as far as, you know, what would be the worst matchup of the three teams they could face. And there was a lot of people that said the Celtics, obviously they didn't play them well this season, and we saw what happened Wednesday when they just completely fell apart in the third quarter. But I've kind of always been of the belief that it was the Hornets. You know, they're long on the perimeter. They can get into the Heat's penetrators, whether that's Wade, Joe Johnson, even Goran Dragic. They have a boatload of three-point shooters all of a sudden. They play four out almost exclusively, so they can spread you thin. And then they've got Al Jefferson underneath. He really toyed with Hassan Whiteside in their last matchup. Charlotte came down here and got a win in American Airlines Arena. So I think it's a tricky matchup for Miami. It'll be interesting to see what they do. I think the Heat, talent-wise, experience, the fact that they can play multiple offensive styles, whether that's pushing the tempo or slowing it down and letting guys like Wade and Johnson create, I think they've got enough there that they could probably give Cleveland as good a series as anyone in the East. It's just I'm not sure if they're going to make it out of the first round because I think that's an awfully tough matchup.
It's one that I've vacillated on as well, Zach. I do think Miami will get out of there and survive somehow. But to be fair, these two teams have been amongst the hottest in the entire Eastern Conference going down the stretch. But I want to move up to that 4-5 matchup in the East. Atlanta and the Boston Celtics. Unlike last year where I was very impressed with what Coach Bud did with this Atlanta Hawks group, haven't been as enamored this year. Think they've been very up and down, very disappointed in the effort in the loss to Washington with a chance to lock up the 3 seed. That said, I love Boston. The whole is far greater than the sum of the parts. They're not a particularly talented team when you look at them on paper, but as a group, they play very, very well, and Brad Stevens has them playing terrific basketball. I kind of like Boston in this matchup. I wanted to get your thoughts on this 4-5 matchup in the East.
You know, I almost look at it as a coin flip. I think both teams do a lot of the same things well. They share the basketball. They move without it. They're both really good defensive teams. In fact, Atlanta was the best defensive team after the All-Star break. And I do think they're both extremely well coached. Yeah, I think Brad Stevens is just a genius with what he's been able to do there. Like you said, they've got one All-Star. They're sort of inconsistent as far as where they're going to find their other scoring help. But they are relentless on the perimeter defensively with guys like Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder. They can get into you. They can close off driving lanes. And that's huge because they don't have a lot at the rim. In terms of rim protection. So if you can get past that first line, you can find some easy buckets, but it is not easy to slip inside there. You know, the Hawks, yeah, they started slow. Like you said, they were up and down. Wednesday's loss was a real head-scratcher, but they were playing well for the second half of the season. Their outside shots started falling. I think the Millsap-Horford combination is probably as talented as it gets when you're looking at the 4-5. But it's interesting because there isn't that go-to superstar. You don't necessarily know where Atlanta is going to get offense down the stretch, where at least with Boston, you feel like the ball is going to be in Isaiah Thomas's hand, whether he takes the shot or sets it up for someone else. I'm wondering if, you know, maybe just the fact that the Hawks have home court advantage, if that gives them a slight nudge, but this is so close on paper, I'm just not sure which way it's going to turn out.
Well, going to the top of the conference, and I'll leave Toronto and Indiana to Joe, but The Cavaliers and the Pistons, everybody's looking, you know, should be a blowout. After all the turmoil, the coaching change, and everything else that's gone on in Cleveland, here they sit at one. And they're going up against a Piston team that I think has some merit in, not necessarily an upset, but giving them a little bit of grief, led by Andrew Drummond and his ability to just clean up on the glass.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, Detroit actually won the season series 3-1, you know, with the caveat that Wednesday Cleveland had really called off the dogs and wasn't playing anyone. But when, you know, they faced them twice with a competitive Cleveland roster and won. They've got a lot of size, a lot of athleticism. Again, Stan Van Gundy's kind of reshaped that roster to get his four-out system there, spread the floor for Drummond, and then Reggie Jackson, Drummond, pick and rolls. They've got a lot of shooting. But their problem is this, they just don't have a lot of punch on that bench, especially if Stanley Johnson can't get it going. He's probably the only player that could scare you, but he had a really up-and-down rookie season. It wouldn't shock me if Detroit maybe sneaks up and gets them once, but I can't see this series going longer than five games.
Well, that said, you finish up in the East, and do you see any way that Indiana, and they've been up and down, and they got off to the good start. I just don't see they have enough horses. I love this Toronto team. They're deep. They're talented. They're really on the come, and I think they're a year away from being incredibly dangerous and truly among the NBA elites. That said, I see little threat from the Indiana Pacers to the Toronto Raptors. Your thoughts?
I think you're probably right there. You know, obviously it helps having Paul George back, and he's turning in what could be another all-NBA type of season from him. But that supporting cast is just so inconsistent. You don't know what you're getting from Monte Ellis outside of perhaps inefficient scoring. George Hill is this hit or miss. And Miles Turner, their rookie, had some really good flashes but also disappeared, which I guess you expect from first-year guys. There just aren't a lot of horses there around George. And I agree. I think Toronto, I love that roster. I love what they did in free agency, kind of focusing on defense, whether it's unheralded guys like Corey Joseph and Bismack Biyombo or their kind of big ticket item, Damari Carroll. I think it's unfortunate Carroll missed so much time. He's still working his way back. They're obviously going to need him if they can advance far enough to meet Cleveland eventually. They'll need him to be at the top of his game. So you're right. I think Toronto may be a year away from really making an impressive leap. But, yes, I would say they shouldn't have a lot of problem disposing of the Pacers.
Zach Buckley from Bleacher Report joining us here in the Attack. Let's head out west. Joe and I are both seeing chalk on this in the first round, but we'd like to hear if you think different. Golden State and Houston. Houston gets in, but I have a feeling Houston's already packed their bags and they're getting ready for their summer plans.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, the pieces just haven't aligned for them all season. You've read a lot that maybe there's not a lot of chemistry in that locker room. They've obviously made the coaching change earlier in the year. And this is just an awful matchup for Houston. Golden State's won 11 of their last 12 against the Rockets. Obviously, this is a historically dominant team. And then when you just look at the individual styles they play, the Rockets don't defend the three-point line well, and they turn the ball over. Those are killers when you're going against Golden State. Maybe Harden just goes crazy one night, and that's how Houston gets one. But yeah, I'm thinking the Warriors take this in four.
You know, Zach, Bob had mentioned we like all the chalk out west in the first round of the playoffs, and I kind of get a rapid fire through this because I don't see many of these matchups as particularly competitive. It's an undermanned Grizzlies group that's going to get dismantled by the Spurs. I don't think Dallas has the horses to keep up with Oklahoma City. And Portland, it's a nice story, and I think they'll be the toughest. That'll be the toughest of the first round matchups out west. Shockingly enough, a 4-5, but kind of in rapid fire fashion, take us through those other three matchups out west, so we can get to a couple of other things before we let you go. And do you see a chance of any upsets in any of these three matchups?
Right. So I think we'd all agree it's a definite no on Spurs, Grizzlies. Memphis is just too beat up by injury, and even if they were full strength, the Spurs are the league's best defense, top five offense. They're just, you know, almost as good as the Warriors. They should handle that easily. Thunder, Mavs, I think that should be a short series as well. Dallas has struggled defensively. That's a killer when you're going up against Durant and Westbrook, let alone the pieces they have around them. If Dallas can somehow keep these games close, the Thunder have had their struggles in crunch time, so maybe that bites them and they lose a game or two. But, I think it's on paper. It's overwhelmingly in favor of OKC. Clippers-Blazers is interesting. That's the one series out west that's probably worth your attention just because Portland's backcourt, C.J. McCollum, Damian Lillard, is so explosive. And if those two guys get rolling, you know, we don't know what could happen. We didn't expect them to be here, let alone as a number five seed. So maybe they can surprise us, and maybe the Clippers kind of stub their toe with Blake Griffin still getting acclimated after coming back from his injury. But, you know, the Clippers, I think down low, up front, they've got a huge advantage. If you're going to contain Damian Lillard, you probably want a guy like Chris Paul to try to do it. They've got the experience advantage. Yeah, I think there's a lot of stars aligning in the Clippers' favor, although this should be the longest series of the four out west.
You watch a ton of basketball. You're closest to that Miami Heat beat, and I'd be remiss if in our last couple of minutes here I didn't ask you about Hassan Whiteside. We've watched him spend a big chunk of the year as a bench player. I think his game has shown incredible growth. He's as athletic, a true legit five as you can find, a great shot blocker, good defender, can actually go out and defend the pick and roll. He's added some maturity to his offensive game, including a little mid-range jumper. Are the Heat committed to keeping him at the price he's going to want, or are they going to probably let him walk and some team with room is going to add him to their roster and make him the centerpiece of their defense as their center?
You know, it's interesting because I think if we would have had this conversation even 2-3 months ago, I think I would have leaned toward the Heat kind of letting him go, targeting other top-tier players and sort of figuring out what they would do with their center after that. But you're right, he's made tremendous strides since the All-Star break, and he's really just doing the little things that analysts thought he couldn't for the first half, whether that's just setting a solid screen or getting out to contest, you know, a floor spacing big. He's just focused on not necessarily the stats, but more the impact he can have of winning, whether, you know, when he's not getting touches, he's hitting the glass, he's changing shots underneath. There's just so much potential there when you consider he's really only played these two seasons as far as, you know, having an actual role on an NBA team. So as good as he is now, you know, there's so many opportunities that he can get better. I don't know that Miami can invest that money elsewhere on a guy who's got this type of floor already and then the ceiling ahead. You know, if Pat Riley gets any sort of inkling that, hey, maybe he can get in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, I think obviously that changes things. But, you know, you get past Durant, and if we all can assume LeBron just circles back to Cleveland in free agency, there's a pretty dramatic drop-off when you look at the next guys available. I don't think DeMar DeRozan would make a lot of sense in Miami without a three-point shot. You get into like guys like Mike Conley, Al Horford. I think I would rather spend my money on Whiteside and just hope that he's got another leap left in him. He's pretty close to an all-star level right now. If he keeps progressing, you know, that's potentially a guy that could be the centerpiece of your team. I don't know how you let him walk.
Well, Zach, we appreciate you coming on and giving us the couple of minutes. You know, it's always wonderful to have you on. As the playoffs progress, we'll have you back, and you can continue to give us the insight that only you can provide. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Anytime. Zach Buckley from Bleacher Report, Joe. And that's an interesting perspective on Hassan Whiteside. I'm glad you doubled back to that. You and I, we like this kid a whole lot, and he's shown he can play.
He really has, Bob, and I'll tell you where I'd love to see him. And I'd love to see if you put him in a Golden State Warriors uniform and plugged him in where Andrew Bogut is without having upset the apple cart too much, they might never lose a game.
Yeah. You're right.
We'll tie a bow around it for the week here on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. Let's thank our guests, Zach Buckley and Chris Trapasso, for coming on board today. We always appreciate it. Great insight from both of them going forward. Coaching carousel has already begun. Whitman's out in Washington. Finally, the fait accompli, George Karl out with Sacramento, and no great surprise there. It was something that never fit, ever. And there'll be more coming. I mean, Mitchell's out with the Timberwolves, and, look, there's a lot going on here in the NBA. There always is. I expect a lot of heads are going to roll this season. It was a very disappointing season for a lot of these basketball teams, and with what happened in with the Wizards, I mean, this is a team that was on the come and people were anticipating being a true threat in the East, and they went by the boards. You know, there's a lot of that going on in basketball right now. You saw it, and we talked about it with Zach. You know, Kevin McHale, the early season change with him, and, you know, Houston snuck in, but they're not going to do any damage against Golden State. And, you know, when you look at these rosters in the NBA, and Joe and I talk about it all the time, there are amazing levels of talent in the National Basketball Association. The coaches pay the price because you either get your roster to buy in and commit, or you don't. You know, there are very few rosters in the National Basketball Association that don't have a pretty decent level of talent. There are some. But for the most part, you got to be in the playoff hunt each and every year. It gets blamed on the coach when it doesn't happen, and rightfully so, because you got to get these guys to buy into your system. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, thanks to our guests. Thanks to Robert out on the West Coast for tying it together. Not always the easiest of tasks. For my partner, Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.